This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities, taking a look at the cattle markets for Monday, January 10th. Well, cattle markets last week under a bit of pressure. Live cattle were down 157 on the front month. Feeders were down 477 on the front month. So getting some pressure on the feeders, which broke pretty hard, but then they bounced better than the live cattle. So it's kind of a mixed bag there for feeders. Both of those markets had gaps lower last week and have not been able to come back up and fill those gaps. So feeder cattle have made a bit of a better effort on the deferred contracts to fill the gaps. And some of those deferreds did, but we haven't been able to really close back above them. So the market a little shaky here, especially I think in live cattle where the chart formations are in a weaker position. Show a weaker formation than the feeder cattle. Cash markets last week were a bit lower. The Fed trade around 139 was down one on the week. Dress trade at 220 was also down one. Box beef values on Friday were higher. Choice was up 326 at 272. Select up 46 at 261. So the spread recouping a little bit here, up 280. We're sitting at 1072. Movement was 96 loads on Friday. Slaughter rates catching up pretty quickly on the last day of the week at 562,000 head. That bumped us up to 26,000 over the previous week, but still down about 24,000 from last year. The interesting thing here is that early in the week, we were trailing quite a bit behind the previous week. So we quickly caught up and went ahead. I don't know if those numbers are accurate or they just weren't calculating them correctly early in the week, but that's a lot of distance to make up. That's almost 50,000 head in one day to make up. You know, that's half the volume of your normal average slaughter rate. So there must have been some non-reporting early in the week that got caught up later. That would better explain the ability of the packing plants to actually move ahead of the previous week's slaughter rate when early in the week they had been significantly behind. But either way, it's nice to see them getting back up and continuing at full capacity. It does suggest that demand should stay fairly firm for cattle unless we start to see box beef values weaken again. So here we're into this critical time period where, you know, usually the consumer switches to your lower quality cuts of beef after the first of the year. The question has always been, what's the response going to be at record high beef prices? No matter if they're the higher value or the lower value cuts, they're still record high. And how is the consumer going to react to that? The concern, of course, last week was that you were slowing down the slaughter rates and backing up cattle in the feedlots. If indeed these numbers are correct, that should negate some of that concern. But either way, it's still an issue moving forward. You have to keep the volume moving. You have to keep the feedlots current. And that's going to be the big question moving forward. As far as replacement cattle, of course, you've got smaller herd sizes have led to smaller calf crops and just tighter numbers available for the feedlots. We expect that's going to continue, of course, for a while. We've got the inventory report out at the end of the month. Market fully expects that we'll see another notable drop in the herd size, and that just further reduces your calf crop and further increases the competition for calves to fill pens. The interesting irony in the beef space is that, you know, feedlot capacity has increased while slaughter capacity has decreased. And that's a big part of why you've seen such a disparity between profitability between the packers and the feedlots. But aside from that, feedlots are fairly front-end loaded. We need to keep cattle moving here on the near term. And again, if you start to see a slowdown in demand, that really throws a wrench into the workings here. So we're watching that fairly closely. We had big red flags last week when it looked like slaughter capacity was slowing. But by the end of the week, we're ahead of the previous week. So it looks like we've made up some ground there. Moving forward, I would expect that probably going to be fairly flat here. On the downside, live cattle are approaching some pretty solid support levels from the mid-December swing lows. On the upside, they have not had the kind of rally that feeder cattle have. So they've got some room to move to the upside before they get up into that gap area. For feeders, we're pretty close to that gap area on these deferreds. And if that's going to hold, then I'd say we're getting ready for another leg down. If we can get back above those gaps and we take another shot at the highs from late December and probably continue to move our way higher. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.